Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Last week, we were in Hebrews chapter 3, and we all learned that it's important for us to encourage one another. It's important for us to exhort one another to remain in the truth, to remain in the faith, because the truth is that none of us are in this Christian faith alone. God places us into this holy Christian church, and he does it so that we can be here for the sake of one another. Because we're warned, right? We're warned about what happens when one of us falls away from the truth of God's word. We become like the hard-hearted Israelites. Right? And we don't get to enter the promised land that God has prepared for us. And so we need to take every opportunity we can to encourage one another today. And that means in this present age. Well, in the epistle reading for today, Hebrews sort of continues with this theme of encouragement. Okay? And he shares these words. Let us therefore strive to enter God's rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Strive to enter God's rest. As we gather around together, as we encourage one another, as we exhort one another, part of that encouragement needs to be to encourage each other to rest. Very important. Very important. In fact, God even tells us how important it is because he creates the Sabbath day, right? God works for 6 days, and the seventh day, he rests. But the truth is that we still strive in this world for rest. I mean, the world has all of these demands going on all around us. We have family demands. We have friends who have demands. We have churches who have demands. We have work demands. We have school demands. We have all sorts of different expectations that are placed onto our life. And to be honest, the lack of time that we all have, I mean, we all have 24 hours in a day, but a lot of the time, 24 hours just doesn't seem like enough. There are too many demands in the world. And so we're constantly trying to like fight to get this time where we can rest, where we can just sort of like chill out and not have to do anything, right? Just spend an afternoon on the couch, you know, just spend a few moments for some self-reflection. That's what we all want because life is crazy. Not to mention that even in the midst of the crazy life, you know, sometimes Satan will throw those little wrenches into your already crazy life, right? And you get sick. You know, even if it's something stupid like a common cold, right? It throws you all off, though. If you get the flu, it messes with your life. Or if your family gets sick, you know, or heaven forbid, it's one of the bigger illnesses like cancer or something of that nature. And then we have loved ones who will up and die. And we go, what gives? God, I'm already so busy. I'm already so exhausted. And now I have all of these other things coming in, and it's just messing with everything. And so what we do in this crazy life is we try to steal rest for ourselves, right? And we go, okay, you know, I'm just gonna work really hard and I'm gonna leave work early today. Or I'm gonna try my best and then, you know, I'll actually get a few moments on the couch, or, you know, we're gonna make sure that I coordinate all the kids' naps. That way I can nap too. Right? We try all of these things, that way we can just get a little tiny bit of rest. And you know, I don't know if you guys like vacations. I like vacations, right? And so what we do before we go on vacation, right? We work really, really hard to try to catch up on some extra stuff. And then we go on our vacation, and then we come back from the vacation, and no matter how hard you worked beforehand, there is still a pile of things that you need to accomplish when you get back. And it goes to show us that as much as we try to get rest for ourselves, it's always fake. The rest that we can earn for ourselves doesn't really exist. Because if I put off all of my work for a week, the rest of the world is still continuing on without me. Everybody doesn't take a vacation all at once. And so when I get back, no matter how hard I try, there's going to be work for me to do. And in fact, I actually have to work twice as hard after I get to rest just to catch up. But that's how it is with every single instance of us stealing rest. We just can't get ahead of the curve. Or, you know, maybe if we do find some genuine rest for a little while, we know that you just have to wait a few days or a few weeks, and all of a sudden things get crazy again. And honestly, we start to feel like these Israelites. Right? God made us a promise, right? And they march all the way to the promised land, and then all of a sudden they forget God's promises. They forget his word, and they're unable to enter. And they have to wander around the desert for 40 years without any rest. I mean, granted, God made sure their clothes didn't wear out. He made sure their shoes didn't wear out. He made sure they had food and water and all the necessities of life. But they still had to wander around. They were restless. That's how it feels in life. And we wonder, how long are we going to have to do this? How long are we going to have to live in this restless world until it all goes away? My friends, the Lord has promised you rest, but probably not the rest you think. You know, we always try to rest by, you know, sleeping in, or, you know, we just want to, you know, sit on the couch with a cup of coffee and a nice book, or, you know, whatever it is. That's the sort of rest we want in this life, but God promises us a rest that is far, far better. The text tells us to strive to enter God's rest. God's rest. And strive is sort of an oxymoron, really, because strive means to work really hard at something. And rest means to stop working. So we need to try really hard to stop. And whether we know it or not, this is actually very difficult for us. We're constantly in this business of trying to grab our own rest. We're constantly in this business of trying to do something to better ourselves. And God sits there, and he sits back and he goes, guys, I've already got it all provided for you. You don't have to strive after anything in this life. I will be your God. I will take care of you no matter what happens. In your physical life, in your spiritual life, in your emotional life, it doesn't matter. You don't have to strive. Just stop. And the rest that God places us into is a lasting rest. It's a rest that it's not just here for a moment. It's not like we just get an afternoon of this rest. This is a rest that starts now and it continues for all eternity. Because when we rest in God's promises, we know that even on our worst days, even the days when we're spread so thin, God has promised us that he's still there alongside us, that he's still taking care of us. That everything's going to be okay because Jesus has died for you. And if he has paid the price, there is nothing that will prevent God from sending his blessings. Ever. It's a lasting rest because he says, even if death takes you today, that's not the end. There's eternity on the other side of death. And God has promised there's already a house prepared for us. Everything's all set. We're all ready just to show up there and live in God's kingdom. We don't have to do anything for it. It's a gift, pure and simple. It requires nothing on your part whatsoever. There's no striving to enter this sort of rest, at least not the striving that we convince ourselves we need to do today. But there is a striving that Jesus does on your behalf. That's what the cross was all about. That's what his earthly ministry was all about. He's born of the Virgin Mary, and he lives a life on this earth. That way he can know what it's like to be busy and restless. That way he knows exactly what it's like to have someone that you love die or to have someone you love get sick. He knows what it's like to see all of the awful things in this world, the things that steal our rest from us. And he says, you know what I'm going to do for that? I'm going to take care of the problem. I'm going to get rid of sickness. I'm going to get rid of death. I'm going to give you victory over these things both now and forever. And he does it through a cross. A place where he finds no rest, but he struggles underneath the sins of the world. He suffers all of God's wrath for all of the things that we have done wrong, for all of those times that we thought that we could probably reach out and steal our own rest, for all the times that we thought that we could be self-sufficient without him. Those are the sins Jesus dies for. Those are the sins he sheds his blood for. And those are the sins that he declares, you are forgiven. That's what perfect rest looks like. Striving to remain in forgiveness. Striving to remain in the Word. It's really easy for us to give up excuses. You know, why didn't I do my devotion today? Well, I was so busy. We all want rest. We're just not always looking in the right place. My friends, Jesus offers you rest through his word. He offers you rest as you remember and live in your baptism. He offers you rest as you feed on his body and blood. He promises you that he will take care of you both now and forever. And it's all because of his great love for you. Let's rest in that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your rest in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.